the new applications and taking into account that we had 1,930 and less than 30 of those came from Africa and the Latin American region, I'm wondering how going forward you're going to ensure that this doesn't happen again. And I think the issue here is not so much about, you know, communication and outreach, which I think we can say confidently failed during that last round, yet you actually had a communication strategy that didn't work well. But it also touches on other areas that have been of a challenge, even with those that have been contracted from my region. When you look, for example, with Joburg, Durban and the others, the challenges they've had simply by implementing some of the stringent requirements and the challenges that were raised in terms of just dealing with some of the requirements and how different we look at these processes, whether that is going to be looked at so that it can inform the next round. That also goes into, for example, issues of trademark, the trademark clearinghouse that we're having actual challenges with. How is that going to be dealt with going forward if we haven't actually dealt with this at the current, with this current round? We don't have that many African trademarks that are registered with the trademark clearinghouse, and we've been requesting both the African Union and our members for ICANN to really seriously consider a way that we can solve this, perhaps by allowing our own local ways of registering our own trademarks and then linking those to the trademark clearinghouse. And there are several other challenges. I think we'd really like to see those, explored and dealt with, and solutions given, including, for example, the increase of registrars in the African continent, which is part of the African strategy. So we haven't even implemented the African strategy from that perspective. So we would like that taken seriously before we begin to discuss. I mean, discussing is not a problem, but before we begin to even think about implementing yet another round. Thank you.
Thank you for that, African Union Commission. So next I have the Netherlands.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Akram, also for your update. Just coming back to the, I think, two remarks. Coming back to Denmark, I fully echo the analysis she made. And I think there's also another thing is not working properly, I think. Oops. So I think one thing is very important, and I would even say giving a signal to the community that you, at the earliest possible, you could be in 2016. I would even say it's better to give a signal to say we'll not do anything till 2016 or start, because of a couple of reasons. First, I think it was already mentioned, do not try to overstretch the organization. Probably it's, I would say we heard some stories also about contract negotiations, safeguards, etc. We, as Netherlands, we would very much like to be ICANN as a stable organization with corporate memory, dealing the things which they should do in a well way. And beginning with another round and even giving signals would, I think, not be advantage for that. A second point is about the kind of reviews you will do before starting a new round. I think you mentioned also the root server or the root system operations. I think as GEC we have had an advice, I think, in about 2 years ago about this, and the board accepted this advice, which I think is still valid, and it's not about the root system itself. I think it's on the effect of new TLDs in the root for the function of the internet in general. So I would argument that it's a little bit broader than only the root server system. Thank you.
Thank you, Netherlands. Switzerland, you are next, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I want to thank Akram for this update. And we basically see it positive that we think about creating new opportunities for those who missed the first round for whatever reasons. There's nothing that should prevent us from thinking ahead. And it's also good that you start to think about an assessment structure mechanism to learn from the first experiences, and it's never too early to start thinking about an assessment. However, the current paper for us is really, the way we looked at it quickly, is really a really preliminary draft of a work plan, because if we go back to and recall the goals, the objectives that we shared, we're told about these new GTLDs, we were talking about enhancing consumer choice, creating economic opportunities, but we were also talking about things like creating opportunities for cultural diversity, for communities, and so on and so forth. And looking at this table of contents, I miss quite a significant part of this in this first draft of things to be analyzed. And as we've heard from others, and as I have said already years ago, if we don't have a significant number of communities, whether these are cultural or other communities, it can also be professions that share a way of life and so on and so forth. And if we don't get the geographical diversity, in particular with regard to developing countries, being able to seize these opportunities, then an important part of the new TLD program has not succeeded. And I think the result, I don't have to repeat what has been discussed with this regard in the last few meetings, is not really satisfactory, at least in some significant parts of this. And we would really like to see this reflected adequately in an assessment. For us, this is really fundamental, because otherwise ICANN is failing in one of its core missions to provide opportunities for the whole internet community, and no matter on what continent you live. And just to echo what has been said about the community priority evaluation, the whole community, the way communities are dealt with, this is not the first time that we are discussing this in the GAC. We've already made some critical remarks in several communiques, and we still keep getting signals and angry voices from people who were applying as a community for community TLDs, who were not, who didn't feel fair treated, or who thought the process was too strict to get these 14 out of these 16 points. And we really need to look at this and see also what is the effect of community applicants that will have to go into auctions, probably lose because they have less financial weight in auctions. We really need to have a serious assessment of this before we can move on. And also implications on human rights and other issues have not been dealt with systematically. And we would also ask for this to be reflected in a further developed work plan. And to end with a concrete proposal, I've heard from some members of the ICANN community that some people are thinking about a remediation round, not the second round, but actually a remediation round. That was a term that I heard for the biggest flaws or shortcomings of the first round. That is obvious. A, developing country applications, and B, community applications. And maybe instead of going directly to a second round, we should start thinking of whether a remediation round for these two and maybe some other problems would make sense. So this is just something that I would ask you to consider. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Switzerland. So we have UK, Germany, Iran, Brazil, and Argentina. And then we will have our break. So UK, please.
Yes, thank you, Chair. And thank you, Akram, for introducing this issue. It's well acknowledged that there's no harm in... it's indeed beneficial to start thinking about these things at the earliest opportunity, as colleagues have said earlier. I would just signal concern to go steady with this process and to ensure that the full ICANN community is engaged and contributing. From the government's perspective, as you will well recall from the experience of the first fully open round, a huge number of issues emerged of public policy concern, and a lot of work had to be put in by the GAC. There was an intersessional meeting with the board, as you will recall, and it was a huge amount of work. And a lot of issues emerged, and we had to think fast and work quickly to find solutions and experiment with the modelling, revise processes, engage with the successive iterations of the draft applicant guidebook. A lot of lessons, a lot of things that people hadn't anticipated. We need to capture all of that and ensure that we contribute along with the other SOs and ACs into the thinking behind the next steps. We need to, and that needs time, and we haven't got it at the moment. We're engaged on the most significant review of accountability since ICANN was launched. We have this IANA stewardship transition. It's impossible, really, to start contemplating the substantial input we should need to provide. So go slowly, allow us time, and we will engage at the right time when we have the time, resource, and ability to do so. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, UK. Germany, please.
Yes, thank you. Also thank you, Akram, for this presentation. From our perspective, I would have an additional question in respect of the review process that needs to be included in this overall process, and that's a review process according to the AOC on competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice. I think this is a very important part of this entire review process. And if you're talking about time, how long do you think you need only for this part of the process, review process according to AOC? And the second question is regarding the assumption that we have already delegated, ICANN has already delegated a number of a big number of new GTLDs, and therefore this gives some experience how the first round worked. My concern is that a number of delegations have not been done that are controversial and that are difficult. And in so far, it is also important to see how the rather difficult questions are resolved. And if you followed our discussions just one hour ago when we were asking the question how our safeguards are introduced, I think there are still some open questions that need to be considered before we really go to the next round. Thank you.
Thank you. Germany, Iran, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Much of what I wanted to say was told already by colleagues, but I wish to join the others and sincerely thank ICANN to share with us their views and their programs. I think it is nothing wrong with that. It's good that they consult us and allow us to think and also provide our views like other people's views. However, the first thing that we have to take into account that perhaps in order to start to have planning on this, we need to have a diagram or something from lessons learned from the first round. Advantages, disadvantages, difficulties, problems, and that we have. And then possibly having a timeline, how we resolve those problems and so on and so forth. This is one point. Second point, unless ICANN is in a very top optimistic that everything will be finished, transition, everything by 2015. There is no assurance that the things will be finished, and it is difficult to start any new process before we have a clear view on the transition, plus the accountability, and plus possible, maybe, some reorganizations of the ICANN, possibly. Nobody could exclude that. And also, something very important, there are multiple review processes in the ICANN constituency, and while something is under the review, you cannot start something which depends on something else. And that, the first one is under review. So you have to at least have a sort of the completion of some of the review, have a sort of the stable time, and then start the new process and that. That is what I said today in the council of the GNSO this morning when I expressed the view of myself as a member of the GAC, but not as a GAC. You refer to the AOC. AOC is also under the review. That is something was before 2014. Change everything, and then we may not be bound to see that you have to start with it 1 year from that. Then talking about the distributions, equal distributions among the countries, that is something that I cannot. But most important things now is the manageability. If you look into the GAC workload, from the start of this GTLD, the workload of the GAC, maybe I don't know how many percentage of time was devoted for this issue. And if you have another one, we have more and more problems because there are more and more difficulty arises and so on, so forth. Then we have today, half an hour ago, we discussed how we could ask or request or reiterate our information that the safeguard that has been given by GAC be implemented with assurance. If you have the new round, you have many new safeguards, and you don't know some of those safeguards, and we see how much problem and difficulty that we have for their implementation. With respect to the remediation process that referred by Switzerland, on one hand is good, on the other hand, there is no rationale and logic behind that. What does it mean, remediation? To do what? To say that those has been behind now, they have the possibility, the others would not have the possibility, and those have the... What does it mean, remediations? So we should have a criteria. We should have a process about that to see what is the remediations. And apart from that, whether the applicant guide would need to be reviewed or not, because of the lessons that we have learned from the past, before you have a start new round. So there are many things to be done, and it might be very, very optimistic to talk about end of 2016. Very optimistic. But it's good to talk about that, and it's good to talk with the community and to consult them and to get the views and perhaps to see what we can. But we have to wait until the process of the transition and accountability and possible improvement in the ICANN organization is completed. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. Next, I have Brazil, please.
Thank you, Chair, and also would like to thank Akron for providing us with this information. I would like to also to echo the comments made by my colleagues and say that for Brazil, for us, we are particularly concerned that ICANN has decided to start considering this next round of GTLDs while right in the middle of very important processes in ICANN regarding the IANA transition and enhancing accountability. And not only that, also before, while the current round is still ongoing and while GAC advice is still being processed. So for us, before moving to a next round of a new GTLDs, it's important to carry out the necessary policy performance evaluation of the current round and to ensure that the necessary engagement with all stakeholders, in particularly developing countries. And I also would like to ask ICANN the reasoning for deciding to discuss and bring this issue at this point in time. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. Argentina, please.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And thank you, Akram, for your presentation and for your explanation. Argentina fully agrees with other colleagues, so I won't repeat. We agree with Denmark, European Union, African Union, Switzerland, Germany, and Brazil with their concerns. And apart from what they said, Argentina is concerned about why this rush in starting thinking about a new round. Well, we still have so many things in under revision, and also how this new round, if it happens, will address the real involvement of regions like Latin America and Africa. How not only about how many applications would come from there, that in this round were very few, but also about the concrete outreach to the communities, to the government, to the different stakeholders in those countries, so they are really aware of this new GTA this round, taking in consideration that they are still totally unaware of this round. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Argentina. So we have heard about a wide variety of considerations and concerns about what needs to occur before a new round is embarked on, and what that new round should focus on. So clearly this is just the beginning of a discussion that needs to continue. Before I hand back to Akram for a final word, I just would like to ask our Australian Vice Chair, who is also leading a working group in the GAC on a related matter, to just talk a little bit about what the working group is and how it relates to this work. Australia, please.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Akram, and thanks to all GAC colleagues for those really useful interventions. I think this has been a particularly useful session on the issue of safeguards, which many GAC colleagues clearly see as linked to future rounds. We have outstanding issues. I think that message should be pretty clear. And also in terms of prioritising work, I know that there's a session on Monday which is looking at prioritising issues for a future round. The GAC also has a work plan discussion on Thursday. I'm sure we'll be revisiting this one. But to the particular point raised by the Chair, the GAC does have a working group which is looking at issues which became clear to the GAC, and I assume to others in the community, from the first round that would need careful attention in future rounds. And those, I think, they've already been all identified by colleagues today, but they relate to geographic names, community applications, both the application process and the appeal processes, and issues to do with applicant support and developing economies. They've been identified numerous times by colleagues today, and I think you could take it away very clearly that the GAC sees those three as of a high priority, as well as other issues. But those three in particular we're working on, they're big priorities for us.
Thank you, Australia. So Akram, please.
Thank you, everybody. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that we are committed to a good review process and that we want to make sure that we address all of the issues before we actually embark on the next round. I think that all of your comments are to the point, and there are things that are being reviewed during this process, and they are factored into this process. I firmly believe that the sooner we start this process, the sooner we can actually address a lot of these issues before the pressure to start the next round comes on us and pushes us into accelerating things and having to move much faster than we would like to. So the earlier we start, the better we give, the more time we give ourselves to do a thorough review and come out with better outcome at the end. But all of the issues that you've mentioned are on our radar screen. I think that there are a lot of different streams, and I would actually encourage you to attend the Monday session about the next round that will go into more detail into each one of these tracks that we're doing reviews on, including the RPMs and the rest. So well noted. I appreciate your input to the process, and we will make sure to be available to work with you on any particular issue in addition to what we are doing. So I hope hope this is just a glimpse to what's going to happen, but there is a lot of work involved, and it's going to take a long time. I don't think that we're talking about something that's going to start very shortly. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Akram. It's clear that it will be necessary to ensure there is that opportunity to fully discuss and flesh out these issues. So it's great to have that assurance from you that that this is the plan. Before we break, can I just introduce Mason Cole? He's arrived. Okay, everyone, this is Mason, and welcome to your new role as the GNSO liaison to the GAC. It's great that you're here for this discussion because, as you will know, from the first round of generic top-level domains, the GAC believes that it was not engaged early in that process, and when the decision was taken by the board years ago to proceed with the program, that came as a surprise to many in the GAC, and after that, we spent a lot of time trying to provide inputs and help shape the program and determine the rules that ultimately were put in place for the program. So if we're contemplating yet another and we have outstanding issues, then I think this is going to be a major issue as far as the GAC working with the GNSO and any policy development that they may take regarding a future round. So I'm glad you were here to hear some of the discussion, and we look forward to engaging you further in this new role. So thank you. All right, everyone. We are now running 30 minutes late, so let's take a 30-minute coffee break and reconvene for our exchange with the Global Stakeholder Engagement Team. 30 minutes, everyone. Thank you.